Blog Talk Radio. Preview. Preview.
Hello, Mom in Vermont.
Well, hello, my dear boy in Kentucky.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Happy, happy Friday to the droves of listeners and family members who will listen to this in 7 years.
That's right. Fantastic.
Friday's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, not too much. Of course, Steffi did get your card, by the way.
Oh, good.
And her birthday is Sunday. So we're in negotiations with her in her busy schedule as to if she's coming for a birthday lunch or dinner. Time with her that works.
Well, she'll fit it in somehow, won't she?
Yeah, I hope she does, but I don't hold my breath anymore on that stuff.
Oh, gosh. Well,
yeah.
I think that's a wise move.
Yeah. So her birthday, Tina and Eric are going to Lexington to shop for a gift for her today. That's about it. Relatively low-key weekend plan. It's one of our first down weekends in about 6 weeks, I think.
Very good.
We do have tickets for, I think it's June 18th or 19th, to go take the dogs to a minor league baseball game.
To take the dogs?
That's correct. They're having a dog park in the park day at the Lexington Legends baseball stadium.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Don't really know how that's going to work out. I see so many problems with it. But we are game, and our crew is going in force. There'll be 5 of us and 2 dogs.
Well, that's fine, as long as I don't pick up any fleas or ticks from other areas.
No fleas or ticks, huh?
No fleas or ticks. Or no upset tummies like
yes.
Scarlet.
Yes, that's right. So,
yes.
I don't know. I was hoping to let them sit down in a seat, but we don't have to pay full price for the second seat. So, I'm not sure how. I'm hoping they're not thinking everyone will bring those little rat dogs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, those rat dogs. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't want to pick on anybody for having rats or dogs. I'm sure a fair amount do, but I enjoy being vilified. There's no problem with that.
That's what your brother calls that dog.
That's probably why I got that. Which brother? Not Kenny.
Oh, heavens no.
So Ray?
I think it could be both of them.
Oh, boy. Well, so anyway, so that's a couple weeks out, and next week is the big old bridge tag sale. That's a famous event here in Danville, so everyone comes out towards the golf course for the tag sale. So we will be trying to get rid of our junk, and Bob is eager for that because my philosophy on that has been in the past, aggressively put everything out, and whatever doesn't sell, put it right in the car and head to the landfill.
That's right.
So,
I mean, you have these things, these sales, to get rid of things,
right.
Not to make a lot of money.
That's right, and have them repurposed to a new thing, right?
Yes.
Repurpose them to a new happy home.
That's right.
So I'm looking forward to that because I've been trying to downsize stuff forever.
Well, it's a good thing to do.
I got this other shelf with this stuff that looks like it came from New England recently. I'm thinking that'll be fun to sell because we don't need ski helmets and things like that.
Oh, yes, of course.
I did notice a friend of mine who left the area, who had started down at Wausau when I started, he was getting rid of a tag sale stuff tonight. I think I told you before, Tina and I went and looked real quick the day before, trying to get bookshelf. And one thing I never told her, but I noticed in there, was our old cheap little foosball table, which they must have bought at the last tag sale. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Those cheapy ones. I was like, oh, boy, that was a piece of crap, wasn't it?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, one person's junk is another person's treasure.
That's correct. So I didn't have any luck hooking up with Chris. Did you have any luck with Jane or anything on your computer yet?
Jane talked to him, and he said that he's still trying to figure out because of the thing you type on.
The keyboard?
Yeah, the keyboard. He's trying to figure out what's wrong with the keyboard and the computer.
Okay.
As I said to you that I can get in there.
Yep.
I just know something's wrong, but anyway, at least I can get on and, read my mail.
Yeah, you just have a different layout now, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Your layout's different. It looks different, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 I didn't get any homework done today, Mom. I was too late and too busy at home doing other junk.
Well, that's okay. I did look up more of Mount Rainier.
Good. Mount Tahoma, Mount Rainier, out near Tacoma, Washington, at the Rainier National Forest. What do you got?
Well, I always would prefer to call it Mount Tahoma.
Yep.
What's the Indian's name? Mount Rainier came from a bloody British that never even saw the mountain.
The bloody British. Well, we're kind of characterizing today, aren't we? I like that.
Yes. it's going to be, this year is the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service at Mount Rainier. And
wow.
The Rainier Tourist Association with the Mount Rainier National Park in Washington State, they are geocaching to create an elaborate tour. There will be 100 new geothing placed. A geothing must be something they find on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, kind of thing. I was there. I think it's the thing. I did it.
Yeah. It will be outdoors, and it will be like a treasure hunt. There will be 25 hidden at a time.
Yep.
And the cache will contain a code word, which is recorded you have to get a passport. When the passport has all 25 code words, then on to 100 code words. And if you get 100 code words, you get a commemorative medal, which is a big deal, you know?
Well, it's you're authenticating that you did it. It's a personal achievement thing. And this is a clever way to say you didn't cheat and say you went there. Yeah, I did that one. Yeah, I did that one. No, you have to get there. Code word in order to record it to get your certificate of achievement.
And I wonder, did you ever get a certificate of achievement when you went on that bike race?
Oh, yeah.
What was it, 100 miles or something?
2 days, 204.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, yeah, that was great. I liked that a lot.
And, yes, I know you enjoyed that. I think it was President Taft that first went up in a motor car.
Yep.
Up Mount Rainier. The car had to be pulled out of the mud by mules.
That's funny.
Yeah. President Truman visited Mount Rainier in June of 1945. Now, that was just a month or two after he was sworn in as president.
They went right out there.
Yeah. And he dined at the Paradise Inn.
Yep.
He played a song on the piano there. The piano is still there because they want the park to have that rich history.
Wow.
I wanted to go way back. You know, I wanted really to find out a little bit more of, with the Indians. I think there's 6 different tribal nations that they're still close to. The Indians, in the early summer and the fall, now this was hundreds of years ago, they went up Mount Rainier to collect berries
Yep.
And medical plants. So anyway, now I wanted to ask you too. When we went up, there was something broke off the volcano, and we had to wait for some time. Do you remember that?
I do. It wasn't the volcano; it was the glacier.
Of course, of
yep.
course.
Yep.
And so we had to go down at another side.
Yeah, so typically you go out like the main visitor entrance, which would be heading west, and you cross this giant, huge old riverbed, really big. And we were remarking it on the way up, why it was something so huge and there was almost no water in it. And then, like you said, about 80% of the way down, just before the bridge, we were stopped. And they said, no, a big chunk of the glacier cracked and broke off, and no one can go out this way because the potential for a enormous flash of flood is way too high. So we sat there for a while. Remember, we sat first for what?
Oh, yeah, we sat for quite a while. I think we got a picture sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah, 30 minutes to an hour, I bet we sat out there, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And we finally decided, like you said, to turn around and leave, going out the eastern side through the Native American reservations.
And, is that where we went?
That's the George Puyallup. We went up out that way where the Indians have the reservations on that side of the rainforest or the forest, their national forest. And away we went.
Well, I do remember the road was very narrow, and your father, when you were driving along, your father was kind of on the edge, and he kept kind of leaning over towards you. I think he was a wreck.
Yeah, I think I was trying to show off how great that little Volkswagen Jetta GLI could handle those twisty roads like in the Volkswagen ad. I didn't know I was adding to my father's stress.
I know that.
It was a very windy road. It went right along the edge of the mountain all the time, yeah.
It did. And it was, but that was quite a trip up there.
Yeah, you got out there, didn't he? I can't believe how he possibly could have done this. He stowed away some libations on the plane, right?
He did.
How did he do that?
Well, you mean the booze?
Yes.
Yes. Well, your father never liked to fly. He wanted both feet on the ground, no boats, no planes. And I finally told him, I've got the tickets, and if you don't go with me, I'm going to go by myself. And he didn't want me to do that, so he consented to it. But the morning we left for Burlington, he said, I've got to have a little scotch. He said, put some in a jar for me. So I did, a pint container that I think mayonnaise had been in or something. And anyway, he put it in his pocket, and we got up there and go through that line. And she said, there's something metal, you know, that you've got in your pocket. And he'd put everything out there, forgot about the jug of... And so she said, well, what's that in your pocket? So he said, oh, it's just a little scotch. And she said, well, open up. I have to smell it.
Oh, you know, that's so funny.
Yeah, well, you know, she thought it was like kerosene or something.
Yeah.
At that, I walked away from him. I didn't even want to know him.
You left. That's what Kathy would do. I don't even know who this person is.
Yeah, I don't know this guy. So anyway, put the top back on it, put it in his pocket, and we got on the plane. And do you know that when we got to Tacoma, that scotch was gone?
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. So in 1987 or 8, whenever that went to bed, you could put scotch inside a glass jar with a metal lid and
yes.
sneak on board an airplane.
That's
right. With the security guard's knowledge. Because they sniffed it to verify it was indeed booze.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's just great. Those days are gone. Those days are not available anymore, just so you know.
That's right. So when we got to Denver, we changed in Denver. And I told him, I think we had Happy and Sandy.
Yep, you did.
And I told him if anything happened to us, I told the family they were to put the dogs down.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't think anybody would take as good care of him as we did.
If they died in the plane to put Happy and Sandy down.
Well, he was not happy about that at all.
Dogs are going to get killed if he died because of American Airlines. So yes. What did you do? What did he do?
He said, I'll be right back. And he went, and my gosh, he almost didn't make it back. What he had done was he bought some insurance there and put it in an envelope with a note saying, nobody gets the house unless they take care of the dogs.
So that in the Denver terminal, he finds an envelope, gets some insurance,
yes,
and then sends a letter to people saying, no one gets the house if you don't keep the animals.
That's right.
In the
Nobody
terminal.
Gets anything. Nobody gets anything unless they take the pets.
No, they have to take the pets to get anything. And this is at the terminal in Denver.
Yeah, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, you guys were a little worried.
Well, I wasn't worried, but he was. But anyway, he barely
Poor
made
guy.
It back.
Poor guy. How'd you get back? You didn't have any booze on the way back.
On the way back, it was at night, and it was an unpleasant trip back because it was an all night.
Yep.
And they explained to me they had to get the machinery back to the East Coast somehow. So that was the only time they could fly it back. You know, these other trips had been during the day. And I don't know if you remember, but we had gone out for spaghetti and meatballs.
At the old spaghetti factory.
Yep.
Yep.
And I had an awful stomach ache all the way back.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yep. So we got into Burlington, and I wanted to get some of those cheese things that, those little quiche that used to make at
the New England Dairy Factory, yes.
Yes, and it took a lot of time to find it. We finally found it, and of course he thought that was very unnecessary. But anyway, I got them. And
you made those for the prisons, that's funny. Keep going.
Yes, so anyway, we got them.
It's basically prison food, but keep going, I love this.
Well, he thought it was stupid, but I wanted to get him to share with the family.
Yeah, I know. After a red-eye flight back from the West Coast, arriving in Burlington, 2 hours away from Rutland after you're wanting to die because you're fine, let's stop and get some prison quiches.
Well, we went to Portland first. And
yep.
Then went to Portland, and then we changed and got on to Burlington.
Yeah.
But, Oh my gosh, that was not a pleasant ride back because
the drive from Burlington to Rutland must have been priceless.
Oh my gosh. It was a very quiet ride.
It was quiet. Not a lot of topical conversation.
No. No.
Oh,
but
we stumbled onto a good one here today, Mom. That was a great story. I like that story a lot.
Oh my gosh, poor Dad.
Didn't do much flying after that, Mom.
No. No, I did. I went to South Dakota to...
Alone?
Oh, no, that was before.
Before, yeah. I think that was the end of Dad's flying.
Yes.
So I ruined my father for flying on that trip.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, of course...
Oh, did I lose you? No, you're still there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, keep going.
Well, we can save it till Monday, the boat ride up on Lake Champlain.
Let's save that for Monday, because I am indeed at the ranch.
Okay.
That was a worthy story. That should get our best ratings yet.
Well, it was kind of mean of me.
Oh, was it?
But
maybe you would have learned
I just told him, if you don't go, of course, I would have been scared to death, but... I just told him if he didn't go, I was going to go by myself. And he knew that, you know, I'd probably get lost and all that stuff.
End of story.
Yes.
All right, Mom. Well, I will try to call you during the weekend if we have a little family barbecue, okay?
That'd be wonderful.
All right.
Okay, hon. I love you.
Right. Love you, too. Bye-bye.